first given honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is March 29th, 2020, and it is Missionary Sunday at Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, 16705 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, and the pastor is Reverend Dr. Anthony Wayne Johnson. I would like to thank the church session, which includes the pastor and elders, and members of faith for allowing me to bring the message today. I give thanks to my family, friends, and visitors who are listening to this message on our website, www.faithcpca-cle.org. Those who are listening in Cleveland, Ohio area, please come out to Sunday school and our morning worship service to hear our pastor, Reverend Dr. Anthony Johnson. Before I get started, I would like to share a story with you. Dr. Qua David Whitaker spoke at a city council official gathering in Cleveland, Ohio on February 3rd, 2020, during Black History Month. He shared the stories about advice from his mother and grandmother. I would like to share his mother's advice. His mother was born in 1900, was 65 years old when she rendered this advice. He said she had a crazy notion that he would go to college, although his counselor in high school said he was not college material. Growing up in Auburn, Alabama, he only knew about lumber or fabric. Nothing that college could make out of him. This was his interpretation of college material. His mother did not go to college. Why would he? He asked his mother, "Why do you want me to go to college so bad?" She responded, "If you go to college and you graduate, people will invite you to talk." "Why would they do that?" She said, "Other people think people who go to college are smart and they will want to hear what they have to say." So he said, "If I go to college and graduate, people will ask me to talk. What shall I do?" His mother said, "You do more than talk. You say something. We have a whole bunch of people going around talking all the time, but aren't saying anything." His mother had faith and believed in him. I would like to borrow Dr. Whitaker's words. "I hope not only do I talk, I actually say something." The fifth Sunday at Faith CPCA is dedicated to the missionaries, and the message is presented by our church elders. I count it a privilege to give a message on Missionary Sunday and to recognize our faith missionaries, missionaries in the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, and missionaries all over the world. Please keep missionaries in your thoughts and prayers, especially during these times with the coronavirus outbreak. Many states are under a stay-at-home mandate. Missionaries are on the front line, praying, administering care, comfort, and standing firm on the Word of God, while demonstrating and practicing God's love. These are the times that we follow the true facts about what it means to be followers of Jesus Christ. Because of the circumstances in the world, the message today would come from the book of Jude. The book of Jude is located in the New Testament. It is the 26th book in the New Testament. It is nestled between 3rd John and Revelation. Yes, you are correct. It is the book before Revelation, the end of times. The book of Jude has one chapter and 25 verses. Jude is the only New Testament book devoted exclusively to confronting apostasy, meaning deflection from the truth. He wrote to condemn the apostates and to urge believers to contend for the faith. He called for discernment on the part of the church and defend biblical truths. By now, I hope you have located the book of Jude. We will start with Jude chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. Let's read it together. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So today's subject is alternative facts, aka fake news. I would like to make 4 points today. 1, false teachers. 2, judgment for those who oppose God. 3, faithfulness of God. 4, salvation. Several verses in this short epistle relate to false teachers, future judgment, Christ's return, the last days, and the believer's destiny in the presence of his glory. So let's get started. False teachers. Jude, verse 4, for certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immortality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Although Jude had earlier rejected Jesus as Messiah, he, along with other half-brothers of our Lord, was converted after Christ's resurrection. Jude lived at a time when Christianity was under severe political attack from Rome and aggressive spiritual infiltration from false teachers. Thus, Jude called the church to fight in the midst of intense spiritual warfare for the truth. Jude's original intent for his letter was to discuss truths of the common salvation that both Jews and Gentiles received. But he was led of the Spirit to exhort believers to defend the truth and contend for the faith. He reminds his readers that God punishes violations of his law, citing Old Testament examples of Cain, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Egyptians. Writing to warn believers of false teachers, Jude uses similar material as in 2 Peter chapter 2. Both Jude, like Peter, were alarmed about the rapid rise of false doctrines and the subsequent prevailing attitude of apostasy. And both men addressed these issues in their epistles. I am sharing this with you because this is nothing new. We had false teachers in the past, and it will continue. Instead of getting caught up in the false teachings, we as Christians must spread the good news and the word of God. Use your Bible as a weapon. Point people to the Bible. You do not need to reinvent the wheel. Just show them the way. Don't argue with false teachers. Just be Christ-like. Stay true to the facts in the Bible. Leave it to God to sort things out. When was the last time you purchased a Bible for someone? Remember, Jesus is love. I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 5. put the fake news, alternate facts, false teachings through the test. The Bible has provided us with so much information to help us rebuke the devil. Matthew chapter 5 is referred to the Sermon on the Mount, and it lists the Beatitudes. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Continue to read chapter 5 in Matthew's. Today, the world is dealing with a pandemic called coronavirus, or COVID-19. The world is split on whether it is true or not. We can only remind the world that history has a tendency to repeat itself, and that this is not the first pandemic by humankind has experienced. Think about what people lived and how they handled the pandemic before us, how they called upon the Lord. It is noted in history that there was a flu pandemic, 1968, that killed 1 million people. Flu pandemic in 1918, where the death tolls was between 20 and 50 million. A flu pandemic in 1889 to 1890, death toll was 1 million people. The Black Death, 1346 to 1353. Death toll, 75 to 200 million. This was caused by the bubonic plague, the plague of Justinian, 541 to 542. The death toll was 25 million people. So what I can say to you is, remember what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 says. Let's say it together. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Judgment to those who oppose God. In verse 5 it says, Though you already know all of this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. Jude presents the horrible punishment of those who have abused the grace of God to follow their own lusts. God will judge those who oppose him. Jude does tell the believers to not worry about your own salvation. So do not be surprised when you see or hear about false teachers. The Bible tells us that they are among the true believers. I don't try to seek them out because only God knows the true heart. Faithfulness of God. Keep the faith, this too shall pass. God's faithfulness is complete. In verse 17, it says, But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must speak out for the truth. I am friends with some of the people I went to school with. We just have a bond that strong. We have had various journeys along the way. And during this coronavirus, we have become even closer. We are already practicing social distancing since we live in various states. At our J.O. Johnson class reunion, we could always count on seeing each other. Philip Cummins and Frank Humphrey and myself were a trio and often sat together. Last year, we lost Philip to cancer, and it really hurt. But it made us aware that life is really short. But knowing that you have God on your side makes it much better. Frank is the minister among us, and last week, Frank texted the following message. J.O.J. classmates, we are going through times that only God can fix. So God's word says, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing, as it says in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. So Frank said, so let it grow. We must let it grow in other people too, not just ourselves. Perhaps we have stepped in where we should have stepped out. We were never meant to fiddle with what only God can fix. Our role is to pray for God to do what only God can do. So thank you for that, Frank. So we must acknowledge God's word, work, and accomplishments. The coronavirus is causing social distancing. Unlike 9/11 attack, that Sunday morning, we were all close together, taking up every space in the church. Perhaps God was reaffirming that we are our brother's keeper. Today, with the COVID-19, we are social distancing even in our homes. Perhaps God is reminding us that salvation is for the individual. We need to spend time alone in our closet or private space, praying, reading the Bible, and getting to know God for ourselves. Think about it. You don't know the time or the place. Are you ready? Salvation, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Always remember, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. So listen, if you're headed in the wrong direction, God allows U-turns. I'm reminded of another story. A new preacher in town needed to mail a letter. He asked a little boy on the main street how he could get to the post office. After the boy had given him directions, the preacher said, if you come to church tonight, I'll tell you how to get to heaven. The boy replied, no thanks. You don't even know how to get to the post office. As Christians, I want to remind you that it is our job to be good missionaries and share the good news. I had another friend of mine who was talking to a little boy one time, and she ended with, Jesus loves you. The little boy replied, Who is he? We are approaching Easter Sunday, and most people think Easter is about the Easter Bunny. The relationship between Easter and Jesus has been lost. Many people celebrate Easter, but they do not know the story about the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how he died for our sins, rose on the third day, and he now sitteth at the right hand of his Father. The death of Jesus Christ was for humans to witness that he provides everlasting life. Let's be real. This is the truth. We all know that we did not come here to stay. But death is a reality. But it is not the end. Over 2,020 years ago, Jesus Christ came to earth so that we could witness his miracles. He provided a historical roadmap for his earthly journey and reminded us that he would return again. I'm asking you today that if you don't know Jesus Christ for yourself, get to know him. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is the best friend you could ever have. He is trustworthy, and he keeps his word. He is a janitor, nurse, production worker, cashier, laborer, doctor, lawyer, physician, engineer, and all other various professions you can name. Because he made us all. Accept Christ today. Read John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you are already saved, share the good news that Jesus Christ saves. Remember, in times like these, you need an anchor, and that anchor is Jesus Christ, and use your Bible. Remember what it says in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So as it says in verse 24 and 25, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you for listening to this message, and I hope I said something. Please remember to visit us at Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Cleveland, Ohio, where Reverend Dr. Anthony Johnson is pastor, and continue to visit our website for weekly updates. Thank you, Elder Frierson.